Summary of the Unit 2. The resources and tutorials in Unit 2 are designed to help you understand and achieve the following learning outcomes. Establish and sustain the boundaries of the counseling relationship. Establish and develop the therapeutic relationship. Teaching points are based on the assessment criteria where you will be given specific guidance on how you can develop and meet each point successfully. For example, you will understand how to evaluate the quality and effectiveness of the counseling relationship and how it contributes to client change. You will explore different aspects of how you begin, develop, maintain, and end the therapeutic relationships that you form with the clients that you work with in your clinical placement agency. This unit will also require you to demonstrate your understanding of the role that you have as a counselor working within an agency situation. The key word here is demonstrate. So, the resources will indicate areas you need to focus on in your client work and how you can translate this into your assignments in a way that demonstrates your understanding of your role. It then asks you to explore the importance of boundaries by using examples from your own client work. You will be shown how to set appropriate boundaries for your clients and to manage them appropriately throughout the therapeutic relationship. You will also need to consider the challenges around maintaining such boundaries. You will explore how you deal with situations where your clients might push against the boundaries you have agreed. It will also be relevant to consider situations where boundaries might have been breached, by whom, and if it was appropriate or not to do so. This section rounds off by looking at how you deal with breaks and endings in the counseling relationship. The second aspect of this unit requires introspective analysis. Because you are asked to explore the therapeutic relationship in some depth, the resources will help you to do this effectively by understanding the characteristics and importance of the therapeutic relationship in the context of your chosen modality. The rest of the criteria focuses on your exploration, particularly the various facets of the therapeutic relationships you have with your clients. There are several areas of your client work where this can be achieved. For example, you will be guided on how you can use your placement work to show how you form and then build such a relationship with your clients. You can explore how the nature and quality of the relationship with your clients can change in the course of the work that you do with them. You are asked to develop this further by drawing links between the therapeutic process of your modality and how the counseling relationship informs and enhances your client work. Finally, in recognition that therapeutic relationships do not always go smoothly, you are asked to document examples of where you have identified difficulties and conflicts that have arisen and how you have dealt with them. The course worksheets and tutorials will help you to overcome many of the common mistakes that students make and to meet the assessment criteria successfully.